The morning sunlight streamed through the tiny, most assuredly locked window in Ripka and Honey's room. The guard who entered was a woman with a permanent scowl on her lips. Ripka dragged herself to a sitting position in her bed. Honey sat awake in the bed next to her, gaze surprisingly sharp despite the early hour and late night.
Don't you sleep?
Maids of the hotel brought in trays of porridge, fried eggs, and garden herbs, along with two tiny spoons, and scurried back out into the hall.
Eat!
Ripka flopped to the floor, cross-legged before her tray, and grabbed one of the crusty slices of bread.
All right. You win. What are we gonna do?
Honey shrugged and pushed a piece of cheese from her plate to Ripka's.
Two guards in the hall at all times, it seems. One for each room. I got a look at the building as we walked up last night, and I think the guy's room is the mirror of ours. So they've got a small window too. But even if the guards wouldn't hear us breaking the glass, we'd all be shredded to bits by the time we squeezed through that little hole. And then there's the climb down to deal with, and the walls look pretty smooth.
Privy?
Ugh, no good. They're keeping us stuck on this floor. Those guys know how that trick of plumbing is being handled. And the window there is open, no glass to let the air in, but just about as wide as my forearm. Even if we could squeeze through, I doubt Ennard and Tibble would make it. And there's no way the guards would allow us to enter the privy one by one, each one vanishing just before the next. No, the privy's out.
Fight!
I'd rather not harm the guards. They're just doing their jobs, and not badly. And there's no telling the positions of the other guards. We only know for sure that there are two in the hall. That might be all we have to worry about. Or the other four could be patrolling the building, or waiting for us downstairs. It's too risky.
Sick!
Now there's a thought. Ennard has some apothec training, just the usual first aid variety, but so do I. And they'd know that well enough, as they're all aware I was a watch captain. I bet Tibble could fake an illness, but what we'd really need is an injury. Something bloody enough to freak them out and send them into a panic. Make them run for an apothec without realizing they've split their numbers. Then we'd be 2-4, or maybe 3-4, and have surprise on our side. I'd prefer if they didn't notice we were gone for a while, but that's not looking likely now. Yeah, that could work. But how to fake the injury? You got any sauce in that plate that looks red enough?
No.
Honey stabbed herself in the thigh with the curved end of the spoon. Ripka lunged to her feet. Ripka grabbed a napkin from the spilled tray and shoved it against Honey's wound, trying to staunch the flow.
Better call the guards.
You're insane! You know that?
Ripka scrambled to her feet and looked around. Honey kept on nibbling at her breakfast, calm as could be. They'd both been wearing plain linen night shifts, and the bright blood looked rather dramatic against the beige cloth. Ripka tore long strips from one of the blankets and stashed them on the other side of the bed where the guards would be slow to notice them. With the bloodied napkin clutched in one fist, she flung herself at the door.
Help! Help! She's bleeding out!
Shit!
What in disguise?
It's Honey!
The other guard pushed Ripka aside and her eyes widened at the sight of Honey, who had thankfully stopped calmly eating her breakfast.
Ow.
Pit shit! Apothec!
Get Tibble. He was in the fleet. He has first aid training.
Get those men over here. We've got an injury.
What in the pits happened?
I fell.
Ripka hung back as the guards ushered Tibble and Ennard, still in their bedclothes, into the women's room. Tibble caught sight of Honey seeping blood, her hand half-heartedly clasped against the wound.
Are you hurt, Captain?
None of this is mine.
Ennard glanced back over his shoulder to Honey. Tibble was trying to figure out the best way to extract the spoon from her leg.
What in the pits happened here?
Ripka slid her gaze slowly, pointedly, to the pile of sliced rags on the floor alongside the bed. Ennard nodded.
Oh, this looks bad. Don't one of you guards have any serious medical experience?
Eshin does, but we've only got
But it's just the two of us today. Bitter pits, I told them we should stay four on rotation at all times. But no! And now look what's happened.
Ennard and Ripka locked gazes, understanding passing between them in an instant. Just two very flustered guards today. Ripka was over the bed in a heartbeat, shouldering the door to slam it closed.
Hey!
Ripka jammed her elbow hard straight into the man's ribs, doubling him over. Twisting him as hard as she could, Ripka struck him on the back of the head with the heel of her palm. Then she stepped backward, overbalanced him, and spun, throwing him face first onto the bed. She planted her legs firmly while he was bent over. She glanced up to see Ennard pinning the other guard's arms back while Tibble tried to get a strip of cloth around her mouth as a gag.
Keep them silent.
Ennard and Tibble wrestled the woman to the ground and got her tied up properly, then hurried over to help Ripka with her thrashing charge. With their help, it took no time at all to get the guard hogtied, gagged, and blindfolded.
Now?
Tib strolled back over to Honey's side and made quick, easy work of removing the spoon and tying off the wound with a few leftover scraps of cut-up sheet.
Got a place to go to ground?
Yes.
Right. The lass is good to walk, but she'll be hurting a bit, won't you, dear?
Tibbs helped Honey to her feet, and she shifted her weight over to her injured leg experimentally.
I'll carry her. She's light enough.
Good man. New Chum and I can stroll out of here without raising any eyebrows, but you two look amiss.
I doubt either of you could walk out of here. They saw us all walk in, remember? And who knows who's on staff this morning? We'll need to harness the same confusion. Use the shock of the blood to our advantage.
They burst down the stairs of the hotel, Tibble dragging Ripka by falsely bound wrists. Her blood-spattered night shift stuck to the tops of her thighs as she twisted, making the best show she could of trying to break free of Tibbs's hold while he dragged her along. Her bare feet skidded on the floor, and she was glad to know that underneath Tibbs's coat was a sack of the woman's clean clothes.
Make way!
The patrons leapt from tables and scurried to the sides of the room, cleaving a wide path down the center of the hotel's common room. A woman with finer clothes than the regular barmaid stalked toward them.
What is the meaning of this?
Got a fight on our hands. Move off now, injured girl coming.
Injured? Shall I send a runner for the apothec?
A runner? This woman is bleeding, ma'am. She'll be bone dry by the time your runner got there and back. We'll take her ourselves, it's faster. But mark me, don't you dare touch a thing in those rooms upstairs. The two remaining prisoners are restrained, but that's an active crime scene. Touch nothing until after the watch arrives to begin their investigation. And then, only after they've told you it's all right to do so. Do you understand?
Yes, you're leaving with the prisoners still locked up here?
They're contained, I swear it. Touch nothing. Now move!
Ennard stomped down the stairs, carrying Honey in his arms easily.